Hey, thanks so much for being here. This is My City Church, and this is our podcast. We hope you are inspired to love God, love people, and lead in life. Enjoy the message.
And so today, I'm excited because we've tackled kind of this circumstantial, the things that come in and happen to us. We've tackled kind of this mental side. And now we're going to talk about the physical side of our bodies. So we are in for a workout today. So I hope you're ready. Worship got you sweating. I'm excited because I just believe that you can sit there and hear a word from God and burn a bunch of calories and get a download from heaven. What better way? So with that said, who's got their Bibles? Who's got their Bibles? Hold up your Bibles. Your physical Bibles are brilliant. We are speaking about the physical body. Your physical Bible has power and authority. So we are going to open up in 1 Timothy chapter 4. This is kind of the overarching scripture of this message. It's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, and it says, "For physical training is of some value." So yes, the Bible tells us that we should work out. But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. I couldn't leave you with just the singular scripture, though, because as a trainer, I felt that we needed to start off our workout with a superset. So we're going to superset this scripture with Genesis. We're going to go back to the beginning. "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust," say from the dust, "of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." I'm excited to share on this topic, this big idea, from the dust. From the dust. Let's pray. God, I thank you. Lord, you are so good to us that just during worship, I just heard a peace resting on this place, God. That the hearts and souls that are here in this place, God, that you have a word prepared for them. Lord, I pray that you would move, that you'd speak to hearts, God, that whatever it is, Lord, that you want to do in this place, Lord, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's go. So most preachers, as the keys heads off, they'll say, "So if you got your notebooks out with you, take out your notes. You're 90% more likely to go to heaven if you take your notes," which is true. But I would say that you are probably 90% more likely to burn a higher caloric percentage in your day if you read your Bibles on a daily basis. It is, I've found it to be, you get more bang for your buck when you're reading your Bibles on a daily basis for caloric burn. Because what God's going to do is we're going to get a sweat, right? So there's a grace of God that unravels us, but it's a truth. Or there's a grace of God that attracts us to him, but there's a truth that unravels us. And so I'm excited to share, around this idea of our physical bodies. And so as a personal trainer, I have my own business, and I often do consultations. So like I said, it being my first time preaching, I figured we'd go through a little consultation. You know, you evaluate me, I'm evaluating you. But usually when people start, like they come in for a consultation, right? And it's this thing where they're ready for a change, but they don't know how ready they need to be, right? So they start out and they share. I'm like, "So, you know, how about nutrition? How's your nutrition? Good?" Always good. People always say good to that. They just, pretty good. So really, like, you start getting into the workout and the truth actually happens. So they share all these things in front of me. "You got any injuries?" "No, I'm pretty good. No injuries." And then you start working out and they're like, "Yeah, every time I squat, I got like a pain in my hip. I can't really bench press. I can't do anything overhead." It reminds me of this scene in the movie Liar Liar. Any Jim Carrey fans? So he's speeding through the streets, right? And he's trying to get home because he's already late. Woo! Shoot! He doesn't say shoot. Cop comes up, he goes, you know why I pulled you over? Depends on how long you were following me. This is how it is with the consultations. They literally just tell me something at the beginning to kind of like, I'm like, yo, put the guard down. Share with me a little bit. And he's like, how about we just start from the top? He goes, okay. I sped, I fell too closely, I ran a stop sign, I almost hit a Chevy, I sped some more, I failed to yield at a crosswalk, I changed lanes in the intersections, I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding! Is that all? No! I have unpaid parking tickets. I feel like this is literally how the consultations go. And so there's this truth that actually starts to come out that people are like, oh, okay, here we go. And it brings me to this point that once we started working out, once there started to be a little bit of movement happening, that there started to be an unraveling of like what's actually going on. It started to reveal. So this first point that we're gonna make, we're gonna go through four sets today, because I ain't your typical preacher. We ain't doing points, we're doing sets. We're working out, all right? So the first set is called Designed for Physicality. We are designed for physicality. Genesis 2, verse 7, I shared it at the top. We're gonna look at that first half. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. So God literally, he creates the heavens and the earth. It ever occur to you that like we aren't just spiritual beings because God desired to create a physical form of man for us to live in? It's like God is like Maximus Decimus Meridius. Gets down in the dirt. Creates us from the dust. And I can't help but think that there is something to this being formed physically, that we're desired, he desired us to have a physicality to it. That's why, like, when we're doing anything in life, like, we do warm up, like, you warm up. It's like worship, you know, if you're not warmed up for worship in here, where's my boy Pat at? Where's Pat? Pat, you here? Give it up for Pat. So Pat's at the gym every single day, 450 without fail, and he's probably the best in shape 48-year-old I've ever seen in my life. I just got 49. Yeah, there you go. I went under. That's good. Good job, Case. But he's in there. He's dedicated, and he texted me the first time that he came here. He goes, "Bro, I thought I was in for a cardio workout. That worship, the way it started." I was like, yeah, you kind of got to warm up for that a little bit. But what it does is it gets us moving. You see, there's not something that can move from heaven if we aren't being moved here on earth. If there's not a stirring in us, and there can be a peace and a stirring. You ever think about the scripture in Isaiah? I don't know where this is coming from. We're going. It says, I will soar on wings like eagles. Those who are weary will have rest. I will soar on wings like eagles. Soaring has a movement to it in the stillness. So if there is rest, there is still movement. So we're either getting better or we're moving backwards. And I think God designed us to have physicality in our life by getting low to serve us. What did he do? He created us from the dust to serve us. Set number two, it doesn't stop there. Set number two, inside out. Inside out. Genesis 2, verse 7, the second half. And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. There's a reason why Jesus would go around and say that the Pharisees were like whitewashed tombs. We can look great on the outside. But if God isn't doing a work on the inside of us, where is the overflow coming from? Because here's the thing, the breath of life, it wasn't like God slapped him. No, he breathed into him. Why? Because if he slapped him, it would have only been external. But God wanted to change him from the inside out. So he breathed life into him. And so what is in you will come out of you. What is in you will come out of you. So that is why we can't go around in our lives sitting on a beach ball in the water. You ever done it? You look ridiculous. You're gonna knock somebody out. God has to transform us from the inside out. Because as we allow him to do that, the physicality, the movement, the striving, the sweat of our brow that we have in our life, as God starts to transform us, there's an internal transformation. That's why when a seed is sown, the seed, what happens underground, it says we do not know, but God is the one that grows it. So as we transform from the inside out, God can move us farther forward than we ever imagined. I want to share one more scripture on this before I move on. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says that as a man think in his heart, so is the man. We can say all the, Pastor Adam, what was it that you said last week? Something with a P. Platitudes. We can say all the platitudes. Get around people that make your vocabulary better. We can say all the platitudes in the world, but if out of the mouth they will speak, but it is out of the, as a man think in his heart, so is he. So if we are not transforming on the inside, what's going to come out of us will not be of God. Set number three, we're moving. Stewardship. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Say, bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. There's a word in there. Keep that up there. It says, you are not your own. How many of us, Pastor Kelly shared this with me this week, and I've just been like thinking on it. How many of us use the word ownership when we should use the word stewardship? I'm the owner of my home. Was it a gift from God for yours to steward? Can you take it with you? Our bodies are not our own. Our bodies are ours to steward. And so what we need to do is you cannot escape your habits. You cannot escape your habits. So as we build healthy habits in our life, what we are doing isn't just transforming, you know, the idea, because you can change something, right? Change is easy. Transition is hard. You can change by the way the wind blows. Transition is hard. And so for us, if we cannot figure out how to change our, if we not allow God to change us from the inside out, we aren't putting our focus on the things of God. Stewardship says that what I have, I'm responsible for. I will take care of it. It's what God asked Adam to do in the garden. Tend to it. There was physical labor in the garden even before the fall. And then after he said, you will labor by the sweat of your brow. And so we will have physical things to work through, but it is ours to steward. Our bodies are not our own. There's a quote that I love. There's a quote that I love from Theodore Roosevelt. It says, it's a little long, so bear with me. I'm gonna make you guys participate. Give me a little something. Come on. Here we go. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does God actually strive to do the deeds? Or what did I say? Who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause. Can I tell you that the cause of Christ is a worthy cause, that he laid up his life for us, that we might have a life and life to the fullest. Who at the best knows in the end of triumph of high achievement, and then who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. As believers, we have to do hard things. Because if we don't, the life that the people following us will have won't be one that's worth living. There's this expression in CrossFit. It says general physical preparedness, meaning that I will generally be physically prepared to take on whatever is out in front of me. Can I tell you that we have to challenge ourselves to do hard things? It's hard to be a faithful servant when it's easy to get offended. It's hard to be a loving spouse when you haven't heard words of encouragement or you've had to navigate something. It's hard to be a present dad. It's hard, but these are the things that matter. These are the things that God has asked us as believers. Can I say something else? As believers, we have to do hard things and not settle, because otherwise we're leaving ground to be taken that was not for the devil. That is God, that is territory that God is calling us to take. And so as us as believers, we need to get over the false humility and step out in faith, trusting that God who began a good work in me is faithful to see it to completion. Because if we don't, the people that follow us, they're gonna reap the repercussions. And I don't want my son to have to face the challenges out in front of him that were just because of my neglect. I wanna have challenges in front of him where I prepare him. My job is to protect him. My job is to prepare him. Pastor Eli tells me all the time, prior to this, he says, don't preach a message. You live a message. Prepare a people. Because if we're preparing a people in this house, we'll know that we can go out those doors prepared in our hearts to take on Monday through Friday. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to do it in my own strength. I got a preparation in my heart. I got a preparation in my soul for what God wants to do in this city. Set number 4. Let's go. Power and authority. Power and authority. If everybody could stand to your feet, I'm wrapping up here. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed. You know, I couldn't help but think, preparing this message, Pastor Eli said, do you feel confident to pray over a physical body? I'm like, yeah. I mean, it's what I do. But what I felt God say to me is, yeah, but I can do more. And so what I want to share is, in a moment, we're going to open up the altar. I have seen on the prayer requests on the Connect card, I have had moments with people in this room of physical ailments happening in our bodies, physical ailments happening in the life that's around us and the people around us. Can I share with you for a moment? My wife is 31 weeks pregnant. She's here in church. And honestly, she's supposed to be on bed rest. I said, you can rest in the presence of God, baby. But we're having to navigate something where, you know, our little boy. So God, why that point about God works everything from the inside out. Did you know that in the womb, all the internal organs are the first things that are built? First things that are fashioned. It's not until later that the skin and the fingertips and the eyelashes, all of those things come. If we aren't internally organizing ourselves in alignment with God, the physical healing that we desire to receive is going to be unavailable to us. But all it takes is belief. The woman that had the issue of blood, your faith has healed you. You know, in this house, I have seen more miracles, more transformation, because the church is alive. And so what my wife and I are having to navigate, I got a God that's greater. I shall not fear. It says, fear not. I was talking to Patrick today. He goes, hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to be the one, you know, kind of following you around, making sure you're good. I'm like, sick. Bodyguard. I was going to say something really that I should not say right there. So you could ask me after service. But Patrick, 4 weeks ago, broke his elbow. Playing basketball, broke his elbow. He's going golfing this week. It wasn't because he had this immaculate surgery that did everything. It was the healing power of God. He came up to me when it first happened and he said, I'm believing God's gonna heal it. There's a belief on this house. This is a house of transformation, that there is peace and power. The power of God brings about a supernatural peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And that peace is what will give us kingdom authority. The Bible tells us to lay hands on the sick and that they may be well. So as we prepare to open up these altars, if you have something going on physically, it may be something that you've neglected or diminished. Whew. How many of us diminish things that we think aren't a big deal because we don't want to burden someone else, but we're going to go just bring it to God when God wants to use the person that's available to heal you, to lay hands on you? And so the question that I have for us today is, are you okay physically? Are you physically okay? You know, there's the power of the name of Jesus. We're gonna kind of go into song of worship, and we're gonna open up the altars, and our leadership team's gonna be down here, and we wanna pray. The power in the name of Jesus, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Judas brings up all the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, and they say, are you Jesus of Nazareth? And he says, I am. The guards flew back. They flew back at the power of the words, I am. That there was authority, that there was power and authority in the name of Jesus. And so in this house, we don't just believe that we lift up the name of Jesus for us to feel good. We believe that the Acts Church is still alive today, that healing and miracles and prophecy are still available today. So we're gonna open up the altar down here and the band is gonna play. And so I invite you down to the altar if you need prayer. If you have anything going on in your body, yeah, I pulled that the wrong way. Thanks, Blake. If you have anything going on in your body, come down and receive healing. It's by our faith that we are made well. It is our faith that heals us. Amen. 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 Anyone else? I feel like we're waiting on a few. Yeah, guys, there's people, there's back issues. There's back issues that you have dealt with. You're sitting at a job and you felt yourself slowly working like this, and it's reaching all the way down. The reason why I titled this set Power and Authority is because the authority of God, the kingdom authority that we are given, is that we do not have to stand in agreement with something that is not of heaven. There is no illness, there is no sickness, there is no pain when heaven touches you. So today we're praying for a touch of heaven, and we're going to lay hands on people. Because this is the church. If we are designed to be physical beings, there is a physical power in our laying of hands. So God, I thank you, God, for each and every person here at the altar, Lord. Lord, I pray a healing touch. Oh, Lord, with great faith, Lord. It is great faith, Lord. God, I pray that you are bringing into alignment spines, Lord, that there is a spinal reconstructive surgery on somebody's, there's a diagnosis that is does not need to be received. And right now, we believe, Jesus, in you, that you are healing it. We cast out cancer in the name of Jesus. We cast out disease in the name of Jesus, that we prophesy healing, that you are making all things new, that the things that we are facing, Lord, are not too big for you, God. Everybody up here right now is standing in faith, believing to be made whole. God, I pray movement. Lord, I pray movement and healing, God. I pray movement, a freedom in that shoulder. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
We believe in you.
Yes, God.
We believe in you.
Yes, Lord.
You're the God, yes, God, of miracles.
God, we're praying right now, believing for full healing. Full healing. Full healing. Full healing, God. Full healing.
Thank you so much for listening today. And we want to give a special thank you to those that give so generously to My City Church. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you would like to give today, please hit the link in the description or go to our website at mycitychurch.cc/give. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share it on all of your social media. We love you so much. We'll see you next week. God bless.